Blog Talk Radio.
TMZ. Zoom in, get a good look. Yeah, it's me. Know where the fuck I'm from?
We don't play.
Yo. I'm reppin' LG and I'm the next great heavyweight. About to be the champ, nigga, every weight never safe. Level of potential, damn near out of space. About to skip the nigga who next, and I bet he wait. Ready for whatever, I'm coming fully equipped. About to show him how to spit, drop me a few hits. I think big, I just extended the clip. Yeah, we might party, but we will get on some bullshit. I thought I told you buffoons to stay tuned. I know I kept saying soon, they say I'm a late bloom. Gave it a little gas, I got him smelling in the fumes, blue past, now your career in the rib like views. First thing you learn as soon as you step out the womb is rep your hood until you go to the tomb. Gotta tidy up the game, suggesting you make room, cause I'm about to make a clean sweep like a broom. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. Yeah. You should never bite the hands that feed you. And I don't know who running that feast, but I wanna eat too. I came through, stole the shine like the beef do. Now the honeys wanna lock me down like police do. Why your face all in my book? Oh, you can read too. Crowd in my space, fake friends so see-through. My man Mano told me how I should greet you. First I say hi, wave bye, then delete you. You not impressed, but I promise you'll be amazed. With the bins, with the rims, a year over legal age. It's Avatar Blue and they finding it kinda strange that when the sun shines, every time it move, the color change. It's Baker, and I've been on a steady grind. BK all day, Empire State of Mind. I hope you reppin' yours just like I be reppin' mine. Having trouble understanding, rewind it a few times. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I don't give a fuck if I've been gone for a while, it's like I did a bid right after I blew trial. I kill haters, dump the bodies in the pile, and my only two weapons is a high and a smile. Was given a few chances, made it all good across big bodies of water, repping my hood. Real niggas show love just like I knew that they would, and the ones who said I couldn't do it wishing that they could. They wanna get me out the game cause they mad, trying to say I'm taking performance enhancers for the swag. I laugh while I'm shopping for body bags, but I think it's kinda sad a few toes need tags. I got riches now, came up out the rags. My life's so fab, I just throw it in the bag. They kicked me when I was down, even doing a few jabs. If you didn't fuck with me, bet now you're wishing you had. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn.
Yay. Good family, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy Brooklyn Black, and it's pregame radio, getting it popping tonight. It is Saturday, November 12th, 2011. Big shout out to the homie Let's Go and his whole movement. They was here last night. Big shout out to Baltimore Sunday, definitely held it down for the state of Maryland. So you guys, like I said last night, should be proud. But tonight, we got Quan in the building, coming out of Connecticut, got some joints. Don't worry, I'll give you a refresher because you guys should know who he is. But as of right now, 347-857-4302 is the number. We got the pregame throwbacks coming up right about now. And we'll be right back, and I'll see you in about 10 minutes, all right? It's pregame radio.
Yo, Mona Lisa, could I get a date on Friday? And if you're busy, I wouldn't mind taking Saturday. Round up the posse, Fuji coming around the way. Yeah, you're nappy.
So sure.
Got this.
I got some of that lyrical cheeba-cheeba.
A cheeba-cheeba, y'all. Well, I'm a Libra, y'all. A cheeba-cheeba, y'all. Well, I'm a Libra, y'all. You on a battle swing, I bring. Commanding me like I was king.
was born into code red, but now I'm chilling with a big good miss. Assassination on the kiss from the Capitol. I never played a soap opera, but now I'm in General Hospital. Condition critical, spirit overrules the physical. So if I die, catch me at the funeral. I'll fly away, oh glory. With the mic in my hand to a land where only God knows me. And the angels write raps on holy paper. I said, I'm looking for Jesus. He said, take the escalator, one flight up. It's guaranteed you'll be there. My sister be there, my mother be there. So, Mona Lisa, could I get a date on Friday? And if you're busy, I wouldn't mind picking Saturday. Hey, hey, hey. Wrong dog, they puppy booty coming around the way.
I don't puff blood, so I always got my breath. Never had to battle with a bulletproof vest. They call me Conqueror, but I still came with jet. I don't wear Jerry curls, cause I'm not from the West. No disrespect to the West, true indeed. I rock it to the East, the East to the Sea. The seed of them days back, yo, sick getting hot track. Keep the Mr. Magic, things are getting tragic. Now we on some new stuff, I never fit the Ku Klux. My own clan is acting up, I blame it on the Philly club. What's the crew to do? Kids are acting, ooh, and it's getting better. Yo, where's the corporate at? I miss the three-piece suit. Check the square root, your bones and timber the boots. Nah, that's the surface. And all the vomit keeps the guy to heck. Full of problems in the hand, full of nappy roots. I feel it, Jones, coming down. Yo,
I got the slang to make the shitty bang, bang, the ring-dong, the dang, the nappy head bang.
No, I got the slang to make the shitty bang, bang. Your ring-dang, the dang, the nappy head bang.
Yo, Mona Lisa, could I get a date on Friday? And if you're busy, I wouldn't mind taking Saturday. Round up, they bout to go, coming around the way. But a battle's not a battle if it's snake doesn't rattle. Cause my style's as old as a reptile. As slick as a new Nile, as new as a new chop. So come follow me to the land of Abraham. This land's your land, this land's my land. The black of the black man, the better the next man.
Yo, some nappy heads need to check their necks for red.
I feel injection. Put the needle to your skin, feel reality's heroin. You maintain the pathetic ruin pain you used to just. Ain't nothing wrong, snap your hands to the song. What is born, you get wrong. I have you sing like Louis Armstrong.
And I say to myself, what a wonderful world.
But what the hell was so wonderful about fixing cotton in the phone?
Mr. Slave Man.
The harder they come, the harder they fall. So come on, come on. Don't store low, I'ma stick you like a boom door. Doors locked, stop drawer, but the count will drop. You slept on a kid from the boondocks. Out of Hooterville, land of the ill kill. Velvet Viking, so you know I'm top ranking, Phil. Some say newcomer like the humor, but save the rumor. Cause I've been rocking ever since they threw it. I used to rock my boom.
Well,
I'ma
leave
it
y'all. Keep it y'all. Well, I'ma leave it y'all. Keep it keep it y'all. Well, I'ma leave it y'all. Keep it keep it y'all. Well, I'ma leave it y'all.
Yo, Mona Lisa, could I get a date on Friday? And if you're busy, I wouldn't mind taking Saturday. Round up, they must be boozy coming around the way. Said I get a date on Friday, and if you're busy, I wouldn't mind taking Saturday. Hey, hey, hey. Round up, they must be boozy coming around the way. Hey, 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 hey. Now, bitch, notice when I'm going home. I wear my sunglasses, I like to spy on my girlfriend. That's right. The dance is romance, it's freaking a star.
It's your girl, Cherry Johnson, and I'm feeling good tonight. I'm sitting here next to my boy, Brooklyn Black, and we're in the pregame.
Yeah, we're out back pregame radio. Still got more throwbacks to spin. 347-857-4302. Hit me on Twitter, at Brooklyn Black. Follow the show, pregame_radio. Also, chop up with me on Facebook. Hit me up on the Facebook chat, and we'll definitely get it going. This next joint here goes strictly to Eric Sermon. He, some of the hard type where he's doing ice, so get well, get better, you know what I'm saying? and we'll be right back. Pre-game radio.
Let's get down, roll with the hardcore funk, the hardcore sound. Let's get with this macadocious funk material, so simple. Wanna rock with the instrumental, who am I?
Indeed, the green-eyed bandit.
Control my career so I can never get stranded. But the rest are getting brand new, being changed up their style. From jeans to suits and thinking about a pop record. Something made for the station, for a whole new relation. Ship of a new type of scene to go platinum and clock mad dreams. A.K.A. a sellout, the rap definition. Get off that boy, change your mission. Come back around the block. Pump color me bad to the tick-tock. Let them know your logo, not a black thing. My background sing, my background sing for the crossover. Control, brother selling his soul. Go gold, going, going, gone. Another rapper soul. To pop and R&B, not the MD. I'm strictly hip-hop. I stick to kick a free. Funk mode, yeah, kid, that's how the squad rolls. I know your head is bobbing, cause the neck knows.
Like other rappers.
Putting on their fans, they ill, trying to chill. Saying damn, it'll be great to sell a mill. That's when the mind switch to the pop tip.
Cause you're gonna be large.
Yeah, right, that's what the company kicks. Forget the black crowd, you're whack now. In a zoot suit, front and black, looking mad foul. I speak for the hardcore.
Roar.
I'm out of here, catch me chilling on my next tour. From the U.S. to the White Cliffs to Dover. Strictly underground funk, keep the crossover. Crossover. Go pop goes the weasel. You know you should be rocking the fans with something teaser. But you insist to piss me off black, so I flex the biceps so I can push them back. So real hardcore hip hop continue records, and all sucker issues up down and get the message. So burn a crossover, yo, who's with me?
This one,
yeah. Another mega blast, funky dope style from Cross Yonder.
So help me wander, help me wander.
From what? The crossover, yeah, crossing you over. Out of here, going peace, nice to know ya. What a way to go out, no bottles, what the fans are. Cause she got gas, then took the wrong route. Came on the scene chilling,
breathing a funky dope line.
But when they finish with you,
flatline.
Some say there's no business, like show business. But if this the truth, please explain why is this. Rappers been around long, making that noise, you see. Still I haven't seen one rapper living comfortably. No time to pick and wish on a four-leaf clover. I stick to underground, keep the crossover.
attack. Showing, three in a row, and sit back, relax, and listen to a pro. As I start going, blowing, flowing, showing, and flowing, it seems that I'm the capital H to evil. I decent. This is my yard, and better yet, my precinct. No discontent because I'm all about pleasing. You like my style, I'm buck wild, I'm bananas, I'm out of hand, extravaganza. So can you dig it, man?
Never know. rock now.
Did you ever think that you would be this rich? Did you ever think that you would have these hits? Did you ever think that you would be the dime? Have a crib with a 50-inch line? Did you ever think that you would be this paid? But at times when your ass was real afraid. Did you ever think that you would sell out to us? Have a show with a 50-million deal? No matter what y'all say or do, we gotta get this money. Watch out when we come for you. Take all of your honey. First of the month and rent it too. Gotta get this paper. Come for us, we'll wait for you. A million men can't take us.
Did you ever think that you would be this rich? Did you ever think that you would have this shit? Did you ever think that you would be this dumb? Have a crib with the 50 in the mind?
Game Radio 347-857-4302 is the number to hit up. It's your boy Brooklyn Black on here chilling, flying solo, riding high, doing the damn thing. You know, like I said, hit me up. I'm just here chilling, spinning some records. You got Quan coming through in a little bit. As a matter of fact, I'm going to give you guys a quick crash course on who we got coming on tonight. He's a featured artist on this track with Nas, Moment of Silence. You know, big track a couple years back when it dropped, so definitely when you guys hear it, you'll know what it is. 347-857-4302 is the number. All you artists that's looking to get heard, hit me up. pregameradio@gmail.com. You know what I'm saying? And it's real simple after that. Once you send me the email, we get the correspondence going, and we send emails, and next thing you know, you feature all up on here. And I am still, ladies and gentlemen, I am still looking for that one female artist to fill up the last pregame approved slot. We got a caller. 1048. What's going on? You're live on pregame radio.
It's Tasha D.
Yeah. See, Tasha D calls with like 800 different numbers, so I can never pinpoint which one she got, ladies and gentlemen. But
what's
Tasha
going
D, what's going on? What's going down?
Watching Jonah Hex and sipping on some goose, recovering from last night.
Yes, the way they come from last night. Tune in to pregame radio and have some goose. That's how you do it.
Yes,
that's it.
More like my
post game. Quiet, Nas, Moment of Silence. It will be right back. It's pregame radio.
This is just a moment dedicated to my mother, my grandmother, my father, all my niggas in the pen, all my niggas that died in the struggle. Love y'all.
Can we please have a moment of silence?
That's for my niggas doing years of confinement, and for my soldiers that passed over, no longer living, that couldn't run whenever the reaper came to get them.
Can we please pour out some liquor?
Symbolizing this, take your time and to consider that. Though our thugs ain't here, the love is here, and we gon' rep steel slug killers here. This for my dog, stuck in the struggle, trying to gain, smoking trauma, sipping rhyme while selling cocaine, trapped in the game, not knowing how to stop and get by. To live it alive, so instead they live it to die.
Can we please have a moment of peace?
For every G that fell for a flag in the streets, blood in the thuggin', spoken and loking, crippin' and creepin', Latin and kingin', or just for poor righteous speech.
As day comes and night falls, for the rest of our lives we'll miss y'all. And even though life must go on, we still mourn while wishing y'all were home. As day comes and night falls, for the rest of our lives we'll miss y'all. And even though life must go on, we still mourn while wishing.
And can we have another moment of silence? For brothers who die from black on black violence, from here to the dark continent where rebels sell diamonds to clients, all through the world got little black girls dying.
And can we please pour some more liquor?
for Will, Mokeem, Ball, Pappy, my niggas. Here's another warrior song from Nasty and Quan. It's to him I pass the baton to carry the song. Streets disciples, salute to those who gone with bullets. And I promise to rhyme and Quan, I'll rep this life to the fullest. And can we please have a moment of truth? For soldiers and troops away with helmets and boots, and families back home that pray they make it home safe, hoping they don't get hit by a stray or missiles. This is just a moment to let y'all all know that we miss you. Mommy, I'm still here, wishing I was there with you.
As day comes and night falls, for the rest of our lives we'll miss y'all. And even though life must go on, we still mourn while wishing y'all were home. As day comes and night falls, for the rest of our lives we'll miss y'all. And even though life must go on, we still mourn while wishing y'all were home. And can we please have a moment to mourn?
For Pac, Biggie, and Pun, cause to us they live on. Jim Master J, Freaky Ty, and Aaliyah. Big L and Left Eye, when we die, we hope to see ya.
Can we please have a moment for children
who got raped and murdered or trapped in the system, who never knew their father, never learned his dream, but was taught about drug dealers, killers, and crack fiends. For single mothers that's forced to play mom and dad, busting their ass to give a kid shit she never had. For my niggas in the pen, hoping rhymes and get them signed, so when released, they can say bye to a life of crime. For every mother that held a son in the street bleeding, crying a song of sorrow too dark and deep for speaking. Just a moment outside the day-to-day struggle, to let the ones we really care about know that we love them.
As day comes and night falls, for the rest of our lives we'll miss y'all. And even though life must go on, we still mourn while wishing y'all were home. As day comes and night falls, for the rest of our lives we'll miss y'all. And even though life must go on, we still mourn while wishing y'all were home.
Yo, to my baby brother Jack, you was Lil Dex, nigga. In the feds. Big bro holding it down for you, boy. Just come home. I love you, my nigga. I do this for you and me. When I shine, you shine. And most important to my sister Tia, out there in Iraq, just know that we got the baby. My nephew is gonna be fine. Put my life and my blood on that. We love y'all.
Yo, what up? It's your boy Chase Baker, and every Friday night I'm locked in with Brooklyn Black and Tasha B on pregame radio. Feel me? Feel me? Feel me? Feel me? Feel me? Feel me?
Yeah, we're locked back on pregame radio. It's your boy Brooklyn Black, Tasha B in the building. Wow, what a week! What a week it has been for us. But it's, you know, Saturday is just the weekend. We're chilling, we're vibing, we're partying. Topic of tonight. And paternity suits, should paternity tests be mandatory? You know, child support cases and things like that. And the reason why this came up, because actually it's been, people been talking about it through Facebook and Twitter. You know, some dudes are like, yeah, because, you know, they don't want to be caught up and they paying ducats upon ducats and dollars upon dollars and the kids and this. True, but in some cases, like, you can't really, there's no way of denying that's not your kid, you know, because most times, you know, the kid come out, spit an image of the father, and you can't, like I said, you can't deny it, and you can't say that's not my kid, and especially if the baby looks like your pops, you know, or the baby looked like you when you was a month old, you know, there's a lot of factors that go into it. So I say, with me, I say yes. Depending on circumstances. Sasha, what's your thoughts on it?
I say yes all the time. The only reason why is because I'm very sympathetic towards men who are fathers, because a lot of men out here are raising kids that aren't theirs, unbeknownst to themselves. And sometimes you can see the kids that they look like you. I know quite a few guys who have raised kids that are not theirs and the kids look like them, because of the fact that, I don't know, if you nurture a child, and then also, you know, women tend to be attracted to similar-looking men a lot of times, so it is very possible. I mean, like, there was one instance where a girl had actually had a child by, you know, the guy's father. So so of course the kid is still going to look like him, but in fact it was his son, his brother, not his son. So I feel like, you know, I grew up with the phrase mama's baby, papa's maybe. So let's just go ahead and get all the questions out of the air, because if you got balls enough to take a nigga to court and ask him for child support, you should have the decency to at least prove to this man that it is his child. Me personally, I would volunteer. Like, even if I got pregnant there, I would tell a guy, look, as soon as the kid is born, if you want a paternity test, it's not a problem for me. If you know who you slept with, you shouldn't have a problem. It's the woman with the big mouth. And I know we all watched Maury or Jerry Springer at some point. So we've seen some of the loudest mouths. I'm 1,000% sure that he is a baby's father. And she done texted like 6 niggas. So, with that being said, let's just go ahead and keep it running. Like, if you know, then you shouldn't worry about the test.
Yes. Yeah, I'm with you on that one. 347-857-4302 is the number to hit us up on. It's free game radio. Got a couple other joints. You know, I'm even throwing another heavy D track. Once again, big shout out to Eric Sherman. He had a heart attack today. He's doing better now. Hope he gets well. But in the meantime, check out this joint from Nobi. Big shout out to everyone over the Gritty Life Music 845. Rest in peace, Jason Black. This is Uchi Wally remix, and we'll be right back.
Yeah.
Nobi niggas. EMS. Man is the master of the unspoken word. What's spoken is master of him. Knowledge and understanding my gem. It's too complicated for the savage and men. To fathom within, they practice and sin. Act and pretend. Follow patterns and trends of the human animal kin. Silence is a mighty weapon and attack and defend. Echoes do not return to my tongue of silence. Meaning, stop conversing with the ones who gossip. Just fill your lungs with chocolate. Let it stimulate the right brain and numb your logic. And maybe you can become a prophet. Never waste time, cause time is wasting you. Mind embrace of jewels, develop from crime and sacred schools. Obi-Wan, I run through your squad. Guns, wounds, and cars. Balance my allegiance to the sun, moon, and stars. I strive for the cream, that's hard to obtain. Fuck jobs, I'm a king. Spit bars till I blame. Six drop, red and rain. Voice mellow like Kenny Rogers on the guitar, pulling strings, nigga. Obi-Wan Shinobi, I keep the ghetto fabula on the corner holding blunts of 40. Strictly ghetto, niggas. Obi-Wan, ringing it. EMS, nigga. Exclusive mix on. Labo with Shinobi. Y'all ain't ready. Yeah, come on. My thoughts and my words combined are like cursive writing. I kiss the pyramid with blood on my lips and shift the sun to earth alignment to the point we lose daylight and see no heat. The civilized become savages and eat raw meat. Your battle rhymes hot. Let's see you make a radio hit. Some regular rotation with shit. I'm universal, son. I make a hip hop song that'll make flex drop bombs to rock the underground with Stretch Armstrong. Use my darts for weapons. My presence apart to heaven. God start to redden like the coming of Armageddon. Armageddon reverse. I'm getting on. My whole frame transformed to a pistol like Megatron. My 3 second thoughts metamorph into a hollow tip and soar through the air and tear through brain tissue with excessive force. Devilish grin while enticing the chicken head to give me brains like the demons on Night of the Living Dead. I ain't ready, son. Anybody wanna bring it? Lyrics, whatever. Q and U, Rockland, Shinobi, Shadows, Queens, Hollow to Death, nigga. Rockland County, nigga. Short shot. What? EMS, exclusive mix sauce for you biatches.
Yo, D Dave on the remix. It's Roxy Blue.
Get
him. Yo. I don't care about these boys.
Never.
Fuck with brought you bitches. My money's over bullshit. If it's not, then I am glitching. I am married to this hustle. I done won every game. When I say I'm by my money, I can show you play by play. I get head by the rolling. Benji stays on my tail. I sip him like a mattress. He keeps coming. Can't you tell? He's a stand up guy. That's why he comes before my friends. He writes me fairy tales. That's why I'm happy in the end. Can't nobody come between us. I told you I'm about my money. Taking trips in the winter. Just to go somewhere that's sunny. My money's over boys, bitches, and bullshit too. And please don't be surprised because my money's over you. M-O-B. My money's over boys. My money's over bitches. And I'm out here for my riches. M-O-B. My money's over bullshit. My money's over bullshit. My money's over M-O-B. My money's over boys. My money's over bitches. And I'm out here for my riches. And it's M-O-B. My money's over bullshit. My money's over bullshit. My money's over
MOB. No, it's MOE. That is money over everything. That's what I scream. Okay. I'ma get money fly, nigga. Stay getting high, nigga. Try to play with my money, then you must wanna die, nigga.
Boom.
I'm a thoroughbred. I'm always down to ride, nigga. I'm focused now. You can't see it in my eyes, nigga. If music don't work, then I'ma go flip some pies, nigga. Sit and watch you work with no money like oversized strippers.
Money.
Hey, yo, Rock, we got these niggas back. We living comfortable while they living from check to check.
Okay.
I'm just being honest. I don't mean no disrespect. But we winning. Y'all keep losing like the fucking Nets. I know you see that we the fucking best. Think not, get in line, homie, place your bet. I'm from the gutter, but yet I still live the good life.
Good life.
Take a look at me, this is what money look like.
M-O-B, my money's over boys. My money's over bitches, and I'm out here for my riches. And it's M-O-B, my money's over bullshit. My money's over bullshit. My money's over ba-ba-ba-ba. M-O-B, my money's over boys. My money's over bitches, and I'm out here for my riches. And it's M-O-B, my money's over bullshit. My money's over bullshit. My money's over ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
Nothing. This is what we do. Go DJ J-Boss, Amy Miller, OMG. This how we get down halfway through. I ain't got to say much. And y'all know I love to talk, man. But I ain't got to talk now. Amy Miller doing all the talking. Y'all hear what she's saying? Get real, nigga. Pow.
What up, it's your boy Slim Thug, boss of the South.
It's Amy Miller, more of a madam than anything.
I'm straight up out of H-Town, Texas, you know what I'm saying? We about to do this shit real big.
Big
chill, shake some. Come get down with the bout, down with the bout. What up?
Take about 10 of you to equal to me. You might make a quick fuck.
but I make a good buck. Take about 10 of you to equal to me. You might make a quick fuck, but I make a good buck. Take about 10 of you to equal to me. You might make a quick fuck, but I make a good buck. I stay with them goofy ass dudes running up stage. Give me the dough, but don't get to touch.
Yes, we're live back for Game Radio. Your boy Brooklyn Black Tasha be in the building. Doing some Roxy Blue and some Amy Miller. Big shout outs to them and their respective cliques. And we're just here vibing out, chilling, waiting for Quan to get up in the building so we see what new stuff he's on and see what we can ask him and things of that nature. But I want to give a big, big shout out to everyone who has supported Free Game Radio. You know, we're coming toward the end of the year, so of course the ballots will soon be opened up for Free Game Artists of the Year and you know, male, female, all that good stuff. And, of course, the audience will have to vote upon it. And I want to give a big shout out to everyone who comes in week after week and just calls up or just comes through on the link and chats it up with you. Hey, that track is hot. Or they just call up and don't want to say nothing. You know, big shout out to everyone who retweets my madness on Twitter or who likes the stuff on Facebook that I put up. You know, so big shout out, big thank you to all this, for all the support. But now, I gotta also, I gotta kind of stress the whole Penn State, the fraternal situation. Now, a whole lot of people are, you know, against the fence or, you know, they're on, you know, different sides. Pretty much, I'm gonna break down the premise of this, of the whole case, everyone in a nutshell, and, you know, after that, you guys can come to your own conclusions about it, everything like that. There was a assistant coach, someone on the coaching staff at Penn State University, in the athletics department, and he would, you know, be sexually abusing, you know, the kids. Like, he would actually be having anal sex with them in the showers, and someone saw this, and instead of the person going to someone who couldn't, well, people would actually go into action and had this nipped in the bud a long time ago. I don't know, like the police, head of security, you know, another dean. They go tell the coach, and the coach's like, oh, okay, well, don't worry about it. And he just tells the accused, hey, don't shower with the boys anymore. So then the whole thing actually, you know, after a while, it blew out of control, and they ended up firing Rick Pitino. And since he was a fixture in Penn State's athletic department for so many years, you know, the whole school went up, oh, they shouldn't have fired him and got it. But the question that always resonates for me that I want to address to the people at Penn State, like, yes, he was a great coach, he was a great fixture, but what if one of the kids being angry raped in the shower was your kid, your brother, your cousin, nephew, whatever? You wouldn't be all, oh, he's a great part of the institution, because why? It's not at the fact that he just told it, you know, told, oh, don't shout at the boys. It's that he pretty much put it on the rug where he could have taken action. You know, at the time he is, you know, he was head of the athletic department. You know, he was the football coach. You know, he could have did something, but instead he swept it under the rug, which is what he's coming under fire for, which is what a lot of people are not seeing. They're not seeing that he just swept under the rug. They're just, you know, they're just so, oh, he's part of the Penn State family, you know. He's going to get us to a championship and X, Y, Z. So that's the whole thing about it. And they had an emotional game today where the whole Penn State student body wore blue as a message that they stand against child abuse, they stand against sexual abuse. But at the same token, it's those same ones who were camped out from Rick Pitino's house trying to get him reinstated. Now, would you guys really want that type of person back? Would you want him, you know, coaching your kids? You know, because something like that happens, he's just going to tell that the person who's doing it, hey, don't shout at the boys anymore, or hey, stay away from the kids. Let's be for real. But I don't know, it's just me. Tasha, what are your thoughts on it?
I'm a mom, first things first. And from the point of view of a parent, if you're not responsible enough to be around my child, I don't care if you isn't winning this season or not, I don't want you there. Had this, I'm, had this have been something that happened outside of his job, then I probably was like, you know, I understand where you guys are coming from. I would understand why, you know, they want to reinstate it. Like, for example, you know, politicians who have affairs and things like that. As long as it's not affecting your job, what you do in your personal time, I don't care what kind of gerbils you put where or whatever, that ain't none of my business. But the problem came in that it actually affected his job. I don't care how good of a winning season you're having or, you know, how good of a coach you are, and I know how good of a coach this guy is. He's amazing. But if you mess up on a job, you mess up on a job. That's that. That's like saying I'm working at, I'm going to throw something out at Amazon, and there's a scandal there, and I'm going through some crap, and my boss is like, oh, well, just, you know, stay away from them, and, oh, what? No, you don't do that. You don't sweep stuff under the rug. Because it is going to come back to bite you in the ass, and he's getting what he deserves, quite honestly, I feel.
Yes, and also this week, Eddie Murphy pulled out of hosting the Oscars. He was showing, Eddie Murphy's no longer hosting the Oscars. They had to go into their reserves and dig in the crates and resurrect Billy Crystal, wherever the hell he's been for the past 15 years.
Wow.
He pulled out because he was in support of it seemed to be a anti-gay slur that movie director Brett Ratner, who also directed his new movie Power Heist, he said in bad taste. Mm-hmm. You know, Brett Ratner came under fire and he apologized, he was retracted, and Eddie Murphy got this, he didn't appreciate he was being handled, so he was like, you know what, fuck it, I'm not gonna host the Oscars, because even with that, Brett Ratner was supposed to produce that show. And they said, he's not producing, I'm not gonna host it.
Oh, wow.
I don't get how, you know, and it's crazy, I don't get how people are turning down the check, but hey, it's Eddie Murphy, I guess he can do that, but I'm thinking, yo, you got like 15 kids, son.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right, you know, you're going to pull out of that, like, you know, I'm sorry, Brett Ratner's a grown-ass man, and even I've been in not a situation where someone said a slur and then he caught backlash, and just out of support, he's like, oh, no, I'm not, no, it's more so, my supervisor, he came under fire on some stuff, and the higher-ups, they want some, hey, because everything, you know, he did yada, 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 and you can keep your job. I'm like, well, all I can say is I did what I was instructed to do, and that was it. Pretty much they wanted me to sandbag and snitch and put all of the crooked shit that would have been going on the company on him. So I understand, like, that sense of loyalty, but at the end of the day, I still kept my job, and, you know, my supervisor, he was, you know, of course, let go. But that sometimes that loyalty, you know, it's one thing to be loyal, and it's another thing to be stupid.
Yes. Very different.
You know, because now whatever check you could have gotten from hosting the Academy Awards, you're not going to see Billy Crystal going to get it. So now, you know, so now you're banking on whatever other money comes in from Power Heist and whatever royalties you may get if a channel wants to show one of your movies or if a show, or if they want to show one of your stand-up movies or something like that. So now you got to wait on royalty money. Well, you could have just had fresh money coming in. You know what I'm saying? Had it been me, I'd be like, yo, Brett, sorry, but, yo, I got kids to feed.
Yeah, I got priorities, too. Like, I can't just be covering your ass and my ass is out there, you know, hanging. I'm sorry.
You know, that's pretty much all, you know, all I'm saying. But, you know, I'm going to I'm gonna get into some. Only because I actually have, I got Tasha B in the building, and I might as well do it because who knows when the next time she'll be back doing pregame. She'll be back. Matter of fact, she'll be back the next time we do ladies' night. So definitely, be on the lookout for that. We got one coming up real soon. But I'm gonna get into this. Tasha B. This one is strictly for you and for no one else but you, and we'll be right back. 347-857-4302 is the number. We're still waiting on Quan to get in the building. Hit us up. We're still rocking this pregame radio.
Yo, what's poppin', y'all? This something special, you know what I'm saying, right here. I mean, my boy, he likes this girl. He been riding with her for a minute, you know what I'm saying? So, through my talent, I'ma express his feelings to her. Yeah. I know you see me as BFF. I look good and well-dressed. I know we just friends, girl. I can't help myself. I Facebook your page to try to tell you how I feel. I admit it, this love thing, I feel it so real. I'm shooting a movie, I hit you up because I need a star. Tingle, tingle, sexy ma, you know who you are. You got a face to light the room up. I ain't talking cheesy, single mother, it ain't easy. Conversations on the phone, yeah, they kinda tease me. Politics, malls, you used to come to see me. Let's get a room, I wanna kiss you cause you so special. You on my mind all the time, that's my little nephew. Maybe I'm strong, or you might be the one to be my baby girl, a mom to my sons. I got money, vacation, you need a break. Give me a chance, girl. Nope, no more.
I know different than the guys that you used to. And all I want you to do is be my baby boo. I know we best friends, and that's cool. Can't we take it up a notch and break the rules? I love you. I know I'm different than them guys that you used to. And all I want you to do is be my baby boo. I know we best friends, and that's cool. Can't we take it up a notch and break the rules? I love
you. Yo, I know what you need. Don't be scared. Miss, come and take my hand. Look at your cards. You'll never have a better hand. I've known you 5 years, so I understand. But don't understand why you've been played by many men. You're sexy, you're smart. That's why I'm into you. You always tell me down like a friend should do. Hit me out, can we take it to the next level? I'm trying to have this room shaking like heavy metal. Sex, nope, sex ain't everything. I wanna see you in a white dress, here's the wedding ring. Give me a shot, like Kobe when it's crunch time. I eat the pussy, yes, miss, I munch mine. Kiss to the phone, it's more than a crush. I'm kinda shy with the words, so I hit up lucky. Me and you, baby, I wanna be your man. Look at me, I'm sincere, take my hand.
I know different than the guys that you used to. And all I want you to do is be my baby boo. I know we're best friends, and that's cool. Can't we take it up a notch and break the rules? I love you. I know I'm different than them guys that you used to. And all I want you to do is be my baby boo. I know we're best friends, and that's cool. Can't we take it up a notch and break the rules? I love you. I love you.
You know I like that truth. Come and be my sugar. sugar daddy, cause you said you like that.
Late night contact, late night phone tag.
Baby, I like it slow-mo as long as you can make me come. Take me out on shopping sprees if you tryna wipe me. But I know I got you feeling to become your wife. Making contact nightly, put it on you tightly.
My late night contact, late night.
My jeans fresh from the cleanest man, fitted pocket full of change.
Damn, boy, you clean.
You ain't gotta tell me.
Yeah, yet. I know. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know.
Who you looking for?
Cold like the winter time, hungry like dinner time.
You ain't gotta like me, but she can call me anytime. Meet you at the finish line, looking like a winner. St. Louis Center, I stand out like a sinner. 6'10", hard 5'9", God body. Too much for my damn self, ask anybody.
Yeah, we're back, Creek Game Radio. Had to throw in a couple joints there, you know, just for Tasha B.
Can I address something real quick?
Sure.
Hey, that first song that played, it's called I Love You. It's by Lucky Me, Miss New City, so I know a lot of you guys actually follow me at the show with us on Mondays. That song was written in 2010, and if you listen very closely to the lyrics, it very, very explicitly expresses the fact that this guy, who's in love with this girl, has known this girl for 5 years. So that would post-date until 2005. So for everyone out there that may be thinking the song is for someone else, just listen. It makes more sense if you actually pay attention to it and you know your history. But we know the truth. Isn't that right, Brooklyn Black? I love you, Lucky, and your new girl really cute, but I just wanted to throw that out there. Thanks.
Yes, so that is definitely the story about it. That is definitely what it is. You know what I'm saying? It's Free Game Radio. It's officially November the 13th. It's Sunday. The weekend's winding down. Everybody who had their three-day weekend, hope y'all enjoyed it. Hope y'all got a whole lot of rest, a whole lot of partying, a whole lot of work done. Whatever
now,
you're grinding, your
hustle. Now, hope getting on top of the bar.
Yeah, shout out to Tasha B, yanking dudes away from the exes.
Hey, you know, it is what it is. You and me, I get a certain amount of respect, and if I don't get that respect, I'm going to grab you away from the situation first. Now, if you decide you want to go back, then that's when we have a problem.
So I think we may have to get into, like, you know,
you should have been
club, club etiquette, date etiquette, you know. Fellas, if you are trying to appeal to a new young lady trying to get her in your life, make her number one on the team and all of that good stuff there, I don't think it would be wise to take her to a place that, you know, you and your ex frequently went to, or somewhere where, you know, your ex's homegirls may be at. Cause that's just
especially
if
they have
to
put their boobs on your back.
Yeah, that too. And that just opens up a lot of drama because, let's be real, we know girls, you know, they stick together. You know, us men, we have the guy code. You know, so if one girl see her homegirl's ex-man at the spot with a new chick, you know, first thing she going to do? Oh, she's going to get a phone. Oh, guess what? I'm looking out at the club right now. You know, and
ladies,
the girl is actually still feeling salty about the breakup. You know what I'm saying? She's
all
like, I'm
just
going
to go. I'm an exception to the rule, so I'm just going to advise anyone that if your ex-boyfriend or your friend's ex-boyfriend is on a date with me, mind your damn business. Please. I would appreciate it, and I think you will, too, when you don't wake up in the morning with any bruises. Not a threat.
And if anyone sees Tasha B in a club with somebody's ex-boyfriend, call me, hit me on Facebook, hit me on Twitter.
So we snitching now. We snitching now.
I'll be on the next thing smoking with my bunny slippers, my bathrobe, and a do-rag. Looking crazy. Deranged.
Yo, I think I would pass out from laughter with you showing up in a bathrobe, especially if it was too small, you know, short on the sleeves, and some bunny slippers and a do-rag, and you got to leave the back hanging down. You can't roll it up, you know, the new one. You got to wear it down like we used to wear it in, like, 1996. Yeah, No Limit Soldier. Yeah, that look. You got to do it that way.
Yeah, I will straight do that. So if anyone catches Tasha B out there at the clubs, standing on bars or whatever, let me know.
But if you're in Richmond, come party with Tasha B. So, Virginia, any of you Virginians, you guys want to party, please hit me up Twitter, Facebook. I don't party much, but when I do, it goes down.
Yeah, and you know what? I you know, everyone that knows, I have actually retired. I've hung up my partying hat, so to say. But I may be coming out of that retirement for one night only, a couple nights only. Why?
Oh,
because
yeah, you out here, we going out. Yeah, we're gonna party.
Yeah, that'd be why. Just like if no one can get Tasha B tweeting, it'd be me. If no one can get me clubbing, it'd be Tasha B.
Exactly. That's why we are such a great team.
You know, but we're still waiting on Quan to get in, but that's all good. We still got plenty of show. We still got plenty of tracks. I want to give a big shout out to everyone affiliated with Life Music. Rest in peace,
Quan,
to Jay.
If you don't hurry up and call in soon, I'm gonna call you from my other phone.
You gonna do what now?
I'm gonna call it from my other phone.
The other phone.
Yeah.
Oh, fellas, if your lady has more than one phone and she doesn't work at pregame radio, she's cheating on you. I'm just saying.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
I'm just saying. So we
if your lady has more than one phone and you only have one of the numbers. Oh, and something I want to throw out there real quick. That reminds me of a reason why I always say, my phrase is always, men ain't shit. Now, I love men, I love you guys to death, but you guys do some dumb stuff. Met a guy who's married, and he asked me to send him some pictures, and I said, well, you got to erase your text. How the hell are you going to receive a picture? He goes, oh, don't worry, I got 2 memory cards. Ladies, if your man switches out his memory card at any point, he's cheating. With me, probably.
Now, and if that happens, ladies, you catch a man cheating with Tasha B, let me know. We would tag team this shit together.
Look, I'm not as inconsiderate as I used to be. I told him, I said, you know what, honey, you got enough issues of your own. You need to go deal with your lady. So, but yes, ladies, please pay attention to that. If your man is, if you catch him changing out his memory card, unless he's like, nah, there's no reason. I'm sorry. There's absolutely no reason to be switching out your memory card when you come in the house. So, ladies, please be mindful of that. Don't be dumb.
And for the rest of I'm just putting it out there for the record. I ain't get shit.
He didn't either. So okay. But no, one more thing I must say, fellas, don't be crazy. Do not email pictures of your penis to your ex-girlfriend from your wife's email.
Wow. Yo, if you're doing that, pal, you need your ass beat. That's,
on everything I love, an ex-boyfriend hit me up one day out of the blue on Facebook, and, you know, we're calling. I'm like, you know, how's the kids, how's the wife and everything? Very respectful. And I was like, oh, well, you know, you can hit me up whenever. You know, we're cool people. He decides, he's like, what's your email? And I was like, oh, okay, you got to send pictures of the kids or whatever. Okay, cool, nice, whatever. Send him the email. The email comes from his wife's email with her name on it. And it's pictures of his penis, and it asks, and he's asking if I miss it. Fellas, let me tell you something. You guys have to be some of the dumbest creatures in the world, or you're really not happy and you're looking for a way out of your relationship to do something that stupid. So I just want to say, men ain't shit. Sorry.
Look, like I said, yo, if dudes are doing that, like, straight up, you need your ass to be, you might as well just ask your wife to come with you to your ex's house.
And I can't even make this shit up. It's like, I mean, it's dumb thing after dumb thing. Oh, my gosh. Men are crazy. I honestly think that most of the men who do things like that subconsciously no longer want to be in the relationship that they're in, so they purposely sabotage it in order to get out. Without having to just say, hey, I don't want this anymore. They just rather get caught cheating because they know it's a cut clean deal.
And fellas, yo, it's about to be 2012 in less than 2 months, yo. If you can't tell your woman, hey, I don't think it's working, or ladies, you can't tell your man, yo, I don't think it's working, yo, straight up, you deserve to be single.
Yeah.
Straight up and down, because if you in a relationship, and you know, you should be able to talk about any and everything under the sun.
Exactly.
You know,
like your partner, be friends with your partner. You must be friends to be
committed lovers, it's not going to work otherwise. You have to tell people what's on your mind, because I'm going to tell you and the rest of the listeners and everybody, I'm not telepathic. I don't know anything about telepathy. I'm not those dudes from that movie, Men Who, what is that, Men Who Talk to Goats or Stare at Goats or whatever. I'm not, I don't know anything about all those mind tricks. I need you to say what it is you mean and mean what you say. That's it. Very simple. Very, very, very simple.
Point blank, period. And without further ado, Jay Black, rest in peace, still alive on pregame radio. We're doing the damn thing. Waiting for Quan. Even if he don't show up, you know, even if he's running late or whatever, we're still going to run through the tracks, and we're still going to see, you know, if he's still bringing heat, because if not, we could still just send him the link to the show, and he can hear what we had to say about it. So either way, we're still going to get to the Quan tracks in a little bit, but right now, let's finish Jason Black, 347-857-4302. This number, and like I said, if anybody catches Tasha B out there showing her ass in clubs and going on dates with niggas, exes, and motherfuckers and all that, hit me up, let me know.
If they catch me doing all that, they're going to have a good night, because they're going to party, let's all get wasted.
Yeah, see, now she's just asking for ass with her butt on.
Hey, look, I was 3 inches from being on top of that bar last night, and we turned Fridays into a super amazing club last night. There was a girl in there that could actually keep up with me with dancing. Shout out to her. Her name is Courtney. She is very hot. Oh, chocolate cutie. But, yeah, we had an amazing time.
Okay, shout out to Courtney.
Yeah, let's do it. Hope you guys can pick up on who this is going out to. Yeah. I'm looking to the sky right now.
Definitely am.
Yeah.
That's real.
Now check it. Yeah. Had my darkest hour, you never turned your back.
Nah.
I'll always love you, Lord, and you know that's a fact.
Uh-huh.
Now I ain't T-Bone, I ain't a gospel rapper.
Word.
Most of my friends are trappers, convicts, and purse snatchers.
Uh-huh.
A bunch of kids with nothing, Section 8 struggling.
Yeah.
But because of your loving, I became something. Supposed to die at birth, you see me at my worst.
Yeah.
Asthma attacks at 3, say you would answer me.
Yeah.
Gave me the gift of gab.
Yeah.
Gave me my mom and dad.
What?
Gave me my brother too. I gotta give it up for you.
Yeah.
I know I have my days, and I should change my ways.
What?
But through whatever, Lord, I get down on my knees and pray.
Dude.
And I just have to say, I don't need vanity. All I need is you, cause you help me keep all my sanity. I pray for your protection over my whole family. I'm glad you're here when the world's there to challenge me. Yup. Yup, yup, yup. Lord, I wanna thank you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. See, I just gotta thank you. Yup, yup, yeah. And Lord, I'm so grateful. Yup, it's real, it's real. Nothing can replace you. Lord, I know you got a plan. I'm waiting on your word.
Yeah.
You show me messages sometimes that I don't see at first.
Nah.
But what you bring to the light keeps my spirit bright.
Uh-huh.
Late night, reading scriptures fills my appetite.
Yeah.
I face hard times, fought against depression.
Yeah.
But every chapter in my life was a new lesson.
Yeah.
And we all guessing
yeah.
about what the future holds.
Uh-huh.
But I ain't worried, cause the future is what you control. I know you see my soul,
yeah.
and sometimes I fail.
Yeah.
You know I mean well, I'm just trying to prevail.
Uh-huh.
You forgive my sins, something I can't forget.
Nah.
Can't lose with you in my corner, I'm ready for what's next. Yup, 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 yup. Lord, I wanna thank you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. See, I just gotta thank you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And Lord, I'm so grateful. Yeah, it's real, it's real.
nothing can replace you. Yeah. Be the realest I ever wrote, man. All black everything. See that light in the sun, you know what I mean? Feeling like Hezekiah right now. You know, I stick on the world. As long as I got you by my side, you my army, you know? I'ma still stay strong and persevere, you know? Thank you, Lord. Yup, 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 yup. Lord, I wanna thank you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. See, I just gotta thank you. Yup, yup, yeah. And Lord, I'm so grateful. Yup, it's real, it's real. Nothing can replace you.
To get it in, our artist who seems to be running late or may not even make it in tonight, goes by Quan. He was on the Nas joint Moment of Silence. I played that a little earlier, so hopefully those listening know who we're talking about. Out of Connecticut. Now he, I believe he's in VA, so Virginia by way of Connecticut, and building stand-up. He's been, you know, rapping for quite some time. I wish he actually did come so we can get a little bit more of a detailed history to his whole career and everything like that. But it's all well and good. He sent us the joints, so we're going to listen to him and see what we think. His first joint here was It Feels So Good. Hit us up, 347-857-4302. And this is Quan Feels So Good live on Pregame Radio World Premiere. I love when we do World Premiere, Sasha. We like, it's like we do shit and no one else got it. And we play it first. I love it. But here we go, Quan Feels So Good on Pregame Radio.
To be you.
It feels so good to be young. It feels so good to be free. It feels so good to be fly. It feels so good to be me. It feels so good to be young. It feels so good to be free. It feels so good to be fly. Feels so good to be me.
I woke up about 10 o'clock in the morning. Gave myself a stretch up. I'm on the yawning. Put on my black Levi's and black Jordans. This G-code shit be so important. Shine so bright you can't ignore it. Some lames will kill the main for it. And the black on black with the scoring. We don't call it riding, we call it touring. Haters, got another name for you. Envy, but I still remain cordial. Cause I would really hate for the 442. Pop your ear out like an inner tube. May I remind you, I am a felon who caught a lot of cases over attitude. I'd rather cop haze and get high with it. Get paid and stay fly with it. You know why?
It feels so good to be young. It feels so good to be free. It feels so good to be fly. It feels so good to be me. It feels so good to be young. It feels so good to be free.
I take a shower, get dressed for the evening. Christian Artigier antique jeans in. I take a sip and hit the piff and get the leaning. Back up in that Batmobile, gleaming. Hit up a happy hour spot for drinks then. Hit up my thugs and hit the clubs that we frequent. And hopefully I'll find a hottie I can freak with. Or two, one black, one Puerto Rican. Skip the line on my VIP shit. It's in a dime that I think I'm a creep with. It's in the eyes, she minds, I can see it. In the switch of a hip-hop cheek stick. A couple shots of Patron, two-stepping, I'm gone. Looking at shorty, like he going home. Splash on him and I can't complain. Take a picture, I'm doing my thing. And you know what?
It feels so good to be young. It feels so good to be free. It feels so good to be fly.
Tell him, yo, that shit was crack. I dug it. That shit was hot. You know, I like the sampler and everything. Tasha B, what you think on it?
I like that. It had a real late 90s Cali type feel, so, you know, that whole Nate Down type feel. And I really did like it. I liked it. I just wish he was here. I'm kind of upset that he's not here because I hate to critique someone's music when they're not here, but I do like it.
Yeah, you know, you know, it does happen because normally when artists doesn't, you know, doesn't come through, we just won't play the tracks. But you know what? It's just on some, hey, might as well, they sent it, you know. So regardless, we're going to spin it. And if the people like it, the people like it. Shout out to the person in the chat room. That joint was fire. It took me back. Big shout out to guest 1149, and there's more numbers, but big shout out to you for checking the song out. And we got the next one from called Getaway. We'll get into that in a second. I want to get into somebody else, someone who has been here, who's come through. Let's get into this new Cole Dillinger joint called Number 8. This is the joint, you know, he says he goes hard like Kobe when he has number 8 and Jordan back in the 23. And if you guys listen, you'll be a believer too. 347-857-4302 is the number. Wow, VA's kind of heavy on the lines checking tonight. That's what's up. So big shout out to VA. We'll be right back.
I just kind of want to like exercise on this shit real quick. It's gritty like music in the building, man. It's like my nigga Cannon said, B, we so like 28th century. You niggas is very 19th century. Dark ages. Check me out, yo. I make you uncomfortable. Have my niggas looking at you like, hey, yo, who man is that? If someone end up snuffing you. Man, this shit is nothing, Duke. I snatch a magic offer right from under you and break a fucking tooth, sucker punching you. All my niggas eating, yeah, my whole team munching, dude. Got your baby mama at the crib in a fucking tooth. I am Pro Dillinger, so tell me who the fuck is you. My life is like a movie reel and every day is something new. I got all my thunder shades. I don't even see you, ho. Dinner with them classy women coming on them skeezer, ho. So them girls leave me alone, but I can't leave the streets alone. Ain't nobody watching nothing, I can't leave the beef alone. I can't leave the Hennessy, the pussy, and the weed alone. You niggas can't leave the cops and the DTs alone. Money is the motive, but respect is what I'm in it for. Yeah, I got that butcher flow, every time I spit it, bro. I ain't gonna stop nothing, I ain't gonna lose nothing. I done did it all, homie, I ain't gotta prove nothing. Kobe with the number 8, Jordan with the 23. Kobe with the number 8, Jordan with the 23. I ain't gonna stop nothing, I ain't gonna lose nothing. I done did it all, homie, I ain't gotta prove nothing. Kobe with the number 8, Jordan with the 23. Kobe with the number 8, Jordan with the 23. Kobe with the number 8, Jordan with the 23. I'm leaping over any opposition that's in front of me. Griffin on the baseline, Rose on the first step. Nigga, I'm Larry Bird and Magic when they first met. Good like a blowjob, great like a Biggie, nigga. Thuggin' like I'm Tupac, living like a gritty nigga. Niggas got no luck, I'm Dirk on the poster. Shaq on the low block and Starks on the poster. A veteran, a soldier, a gentleman, an animal. Blood on my hands, a nigga savage like a cannibal. Brutal like a beatdown, rugged like a legionnaire, frontin' like a nigga super thug, but all I see is fear. I don't even wanna know, fuck your nigga's resume. I don't even care, plus I'm nicer than you anyway. I don't even wanna know, fuck your nigga's resume. I don't even care, plus I'm nicer than you anyway. I ain't gonna stop nothing, I ain't gonna lose nothing. I done did it all, homie, I ain't gotta prove nothing. Kobe with the number 8, Jordan with the 23. Kobe with the number 8, Jordan with the 23. I ain't gonna stop nothing, I ain't gonna lose nothing. Kobe with the number 8, Jordan with the 23. Kobe with the number 8, Jordan with the 23.
That's right, nigga. That's right, nigga. I'm like fucking Kobe in his prime, man. Jordan when he had on that 23. I'm motherfucking Shaq on the Lakers, nigga. I'm fucking Karl Malone on the fucking Utah Jazz, nigga, with Stockton throwing on the alley-oops. Gritty
Life
Music.
Yeah, that was Pro Dillinger, number 8. Hey, that song right there, he definitely made his point and put his name out there. So everybody who's slacking, especially on the 845, if you're slacking on your rhymes, you ain't going to go nowhere, especially when you got artists like Pro Dillinger repping hard for that area, all right? We got more quad music in the building. 347-857-4302. We're gonna get this next joint Getaway. Hit us up. Let us know what you think. Like I said, big shout out to everybody on the call room, everybody in the chat rooms, everyone who's hitting me on Facebook. Big birthday shout out to Stella. You know, I remember when she was like 8. and she's like a grown ass woman now, so happy birthday. Many more to you, Stella. We'll be right back, and this is Quality Getaway on Pretty Game Radio.
Yeah. What's that picture right there? Who is he to you?
I'm bloody.
Where he at?
Sweet Jesus up the sky. You
miss him?
Yes.
Me too.
Everything's going wrong. I'm feeling all alone and lost in a world so cold. I just need to get away.
I just need to get away.
I just want to get away.
I just want to get away.
As the days fly by and my chest gets high, I feel like I'm losing my mind. I need to get away.
I just need to get away.
I just want to get away.
I just want to get away.
Man, I thought I had it all. My money, my jewels, my job, my crib, my clothes, and my car. That is until they laid me off. And I thought I had a love. Her kisses, her heart, her hug. Her smell, her smile, and her touch. That is until she broke my trust. And I thought I had a child. 10 fingers, 10 toes, 2 eyes. Till the doctor told me he'd die. These words can't explain all this pain inside. But I feel like I done lost control. So many burdens on my soul. How the hell could I be so young? Be yet and still feel so old. Everything's going wrong. I'm feeling all alone and lost in a world so cold. I feel like I'm losing my mind. I need to get away.
I just need to get away.
I just wanna get away.
They say that when it rains, it pours, and I believe them. No, I'm blessed, but in the midst of these storms, it's hard to see them. They say everything in life, it really happens for a reason. Hard to not question God when your baby stop breathing. Last night I had a dream, and with my dream came the nightmares. See my son lifeless in his little suit of Nikes. I tried to analyze the what and why from every angle. Like, Lord, am I so bad that you just had to take my angel? My money ship sinking, now my thinking getting dead wrong. His funeral costing, plus my baby need a headstone. Trying to hold on, but keep a grip is getting hard. Hear my mama in my ear, just let it go and let God. Got to rock up to the ceiling, trying to kill the feeling left in me. Satan in my side view, trying to kill the best in me. And definitely, I'm really sick of all this bullshit here. Like, Father, I need peace. Please take me there.
Everything's going wrong. I'm feeling all alone and lost in a world so cold. I just need to get away.
I just need to get away.
As the days fly by and my chest gets high, I feel like I'm losing my mind. I need to get away.
I just need to get away.
I just want to get away.
I just want to get away. Cause I'm losing my mind. Hurts so bad inside.
Wow, that was another hot one. That was definitely another hot one. Like, I can't even, like, I'm really disappointed he wasn't here.
I'm very disappointed he wasn't here. The only thing I must say is that they sound very similar, but that just may be his style. But I'm really upset with him not being here. Like, I'm going to call for myself and be like, yeah, look, we have beef, all right?
So, you know, we're still here. It's Free Game Radio, Brooklyn Black, Tasha B. You know, and it's a rare one. You know, it's very rare where it's just me and Tasha B holding down the fort, doing the damn thing. So, you know, I'm happy. I'm really appreciative. You know, I'm actually smiling ear to ear right now because I got Tasha B in the building, and that's the best I can get until about maybe next week when I'm down there in VA, you know, causing all types of havoc and shit. But
yes, we will be at the. I think we're probably gonna be at. Ponchos or
Poncheritos. I'm gonna be at her crib waiting for her drunk ass to get back to the motherfucking house.
No, and we going to the Hat Factory. So if you guys are in Richmond, we will be at the Hat Factory probably on Friday or Saturday.
I will be at the crib waiting for her to get back because once she gets back, we're gonna go to the Waffle House. So
oh,
you can catch me at the Waffle House.
So,
Lord, I need a freaking patty melt in my life right now.
I was around the corner, a Waffle House out here,
man. It was the best. I used to get drunk and walk to the Waffle House and just be in heaven.
Wow.
Only bad thing about the Waffle House is that most of the people who serve you, they are missing, oh, about 30 teeth.
Oh, and I'm sorry, and I got to throw this out there. More club etiquette, and this one is going to the fellas from a man. Yo, wear drawers when you go to the club, yo. Shorties are really hating it when you dance with them and you ain't got no drawers on and you catch a boner and you put it all up in their butt and you're trying to slide it up their skirt. All right, wear drawers, have some self-control, man. You know, I know sometimes the booty be too fat or too soft against your joint and you can't help yourself, but, you know, think baseball. You know, think of a nun, something, you know what I'm saying, because just that, and most guys I know, they think, oh, yeah, she fell when I worked with, she going to want it. Nah, that puts them on an uncomfortable space because then, you want those fucks, so now they're not going to give you what you want. So, fellas, wear drawers, you know what I'm saying, and have some self-control. You know, if you feel it happening, you know, spin it around for a second. You know, give your body a second to chill and let the defenses go up. Right? Trust me. If you don't poke her, you'll have a better chance of poking her later that night.
Yeah.
Trust me, if that happens to you, you be dancing with a dude at the club, and then all of a sudden you just get poked in your bottom area.
Yeah, I definitely think guys gotta stop doing that. That is not okay. That's a form of molestation.
Well, I don't know if I would go that far because, you know, like I said, she be dancing and, you know, she, you know, be nice and, hey, it could be a girl that he liked that he happened to see in the club and she had enough in us because normally she would say no to a dance and then they finally danced and he's all excited and it happens. It's not a form of molestation, you know. And I know some guys are like, yo, they should take it as a compliment, but I understand where the ladies come from. Now I'm saying, like, fellas, we really, you know, even though we think, like, yeah, they may be some cool shit, but we really want to be dancing with a shorty, and, you know, she starts getting excited. Next thing you know, we have a nice little wet spot from her on the front of our pants. Like, just, you know, it works both ways, all right? We got to have some self-control, like I said. If you don't poke on the dance floor, you have a better chance to poke her that night, all right? We're going to get into the last quadrant, which is I do it. And, well, this is probably going to be a hot one, too. And like I said, I'm real disappointed he couldn't make it. And we're actually going to have to get on Lady Steele for that because she booked him. But we'll be right back. It's pregame radio. Hit us up, 347-857-4302. We're talking club etiquette, shit you cannot do or shit that's frowned upon at the club, all right? And we'll be right back.
They told me that I want it, they flash it, I blast it, so please don't confuse it, I do it, they sinning, I'm pimping, they losing, I'm winning, so please don't confuse it, I do it, they frontin', I'm stuntin', they pretend that I live it, so please don't confuse it, I do it, they think that I make it, and I'm nothing to play with, so please don't confuse it, I do it.
I'm real, I'm trill, I'm fresh, I'm fly. Looking for the best, yes, I'm your guy. G'd up to my feet up, I can't lie till the day I die. No guts, no glory, no pain, no gain. This is that who he's trying to say my name. That's you to the U to the A to the N. Don't fuck one, yeah, I be him. Main to the game, yeah, that beat him. I'm hot, they not from the start to the end. He rap, he sing, well, I set that trend. Been doing this shit since way back when. And I do it to death, there ain't none left. From the north to the south to the east to the west. West, realest nigga alive, I confess. Yes, the game is mine, fuck me next.
They told me that I won't. They flash it, I blast it, so please don't confuse it. I do it. They sinning, I'm pimping. They losing, I'm winning. So please don't confuse it. I do it. They frontin', I'm stuntin'. They pretend that I live it. So please don't confuse it. I do it. They think that I make it, and I'm nothing to play with. So please don't confuse it. I do it.
I grind for the shine, I ride or die any day, any night, anywhere, anytime, any city, any hood, any block, any strip. I'm MOBB on that shit. Rain, hail, sleet, snow, winter, spring, fall, or the summertime. That 25-8-369, weekdays, weekends, I'm overtime. Yeah, bitch, you can bet that I'm on mine. Never on a fine hoe blowing mine. Free lip service, she'll blow mine. Slim too far to be throwing mine. My time be money and the money be time. Back to the trap, no wine, no dime. Till the wrist on glitz and the house on hill. Shoes on bent, this bed I will. See me throw the even though. At the end of the night, that's my bankroll. She 10 toes in, damn right, she chose. My game pass, told Jack Frost on hold.
They talk it, I want it. They flash it, I blast it. So please don't confuse it. I do it, do it, do it. They spending, I'm flipping. They losing, I'm winning. So please don't confuse it. I do it, do it, do it. They frontin', I'm stuntin'. They pretend that I live it. So please don't confuse it. I do it, do it, do it. They think it, I make it. Nothing to play with, so please don't confuse it. I do it, do it, do it.
I'm a showstopper, can't pop for the Don Dada. Top shotter, don't worry about them, they ain't saying nada. Wanna see a leader, I'm the one to follow. Money over there to the money I get. If it ain't about business, it ain't about shit. You can chase that chick, let me get my mitt. Every crumb, every gram, every pound, every brick. I get it how I live it when I gotta go and get it. Bought that bread, but your ass, I'm with it. Live that street life, yes, I live it. Said I mean it, said it, I did it. 187, 211, Mac 11, Extendos, they PlayStation. Xboxes, GameCube, Nintendo. We ain't playing no games over here, my nigga. Better hear clear, my nigga. I done did it, I done it, I do it, I run it. And if you wanna shit, I'm right here, my nigga.
They talk it, I walk it. They flash it, I blast it. So please don't confuse it. I do it, do it, do it. They sending, I'm pimping. They losing, I'm winning. So please don't confuse it. I do it, do it, do it. They frontin', I'm stuntin'. They pretend that I live it. So please don't confuse it. I do it, do it, do it.
I make it, and I'm nothing to play with, so please don't confuse it. I do it, do it, do it.
Yes, yeah, Quan Pounds, you need your ass to not getting here, man. Like, that was some dope motherfucking tracks right there, man. But the last one, I Can't Front, it reminded me, and I guess this is because he in a VA now, or whatever, but it gave me a down south T.I. kind of feel to it. You know, like, it was a hot track, but it just seemed more southern than the other joints that we heard tonight. What do you think, Tasha?
There's nothing wrong with being southern. That's what I think. You know I'm going to go in. I love the way southern music sounds when it, you know, when it's done appropriately. Honestly, that was one of my favorites of all of the tracks just because it sounded different. I'm in VA. VA is very what I like to call borderline, even though it's below the Mason-Dixon line. You got this up north swag that's mixed in with the southern swag that's really, really unique to the state. And I liked it. I liked all three of the tracks. I'm really, like, Quan, I'm coming for you. I'm going to beat your ass. Like, you need your ass beat for this one. So you should have been here. But we really, I love your music. I love it. Love it, love it. Keep it up.
Yes, most definitely. So if Quan was in the building, you know, we'd be saying this to him. Shame that he's not, but hey, it is what it is. 347-857-4302. We are getting to some stuff from a Let's Go artist who came through last night. You know, he has some heat too. He's coming out of Baltimore. And he actually gave me a reminder, I should say, you know, about some stuff about New York, even though he's in Baltimore, you know, and we all know the Baltimore hip hop scene is different because there's not really a whole bunch coming out of Baltimore, you know, especially when hip hop was up and coming, you know, we didn't hear a lot out of Baltimore, and as such, the only thing mainstream we remember from Baltimore would be B. Rich, you know, B. Rich back in like 2000, but check this out. Let's go. This is old school, and we'll be right back.
Before you go into that,
yes.
I wanted to make a quick public service announcement about Facebook. Real quick, if you don't like what someone posts, unfriend them. It's just as simple as that. I'm tired of people on Facebook fucking complaining about what other people are fucking posting on their own wall. If you don't like what I post, unfriend me. My feelings won't be hurt, I promise. Okay? Just want to put that out there.
Hey, we're still talking club etiquette. We got 15 minutes to show time. And Tasha D saying, you know, she got her little Facebook public service announcement, 347-857-4302. Big shout out to everybody on the check in Brooklyn, VA, Manhattan, Bronx. Rockland's always in the building with us. I'm out of New York, Ithaca. Shout out to everyone in on the chat room doing the damn thing. Once again, here we go with Let's Go with Old School.
I go hard in the paint, you pull a jumper early. I go hard in the paint, you pull a jumper early.
Hey, yo, it ain't even fair. I kill a beat, the motherboard square. And I'm rare, nigga, my rap got a velour flair. Pussy galore player, I don't play around, I'm in my own division. My road to riches, HD clear, yours ColecoVision. I'm your idol's idol. Shit, the game without me is like the Jackson 5 without Lord Dance and Michael. The game without you, well, ain't need Tito. My city's full of goody mobs and I remain Tito. Homie, that ain't my CeeLo. Wanna play games, Keto. My flow is gangsta. And my swag primo. Definitely contender, no fender, bend the head on collision. I'm that nigga, motherfucker, come be my contradiction. Competition non-existent, palming my thoughts and bitches. In the league, I'm in the lead, y'all fell in the distance. Yo, the boy straight. Before you find somebody hotter, shit, you probably find a Jesus born. Take your nigga. Man, fuck these niggas, no feelings, no sorry. Got the hood behind me like a goddamn Ferrari. Get it flow older than a goddamn Atari. I swear my hood, it remind you of Safari. All kind of animals, lying in some jackals. Eating ass niggas wanna see me in some shackles. I ain't going back no more, losing America. Gotta do it myself, to them young boys to snatch ya. Mean with the pistol, act a fool with a gaze. So they drop a dime on me like I'm begging for change. Shit, I'm sick, fro, meaner than an old man. So damn smart, got wisdom like an old man. Come about mine, y'all scared. Better hold hand up, blam bam, or fire to your head like bam bam. Got dad by my green ham like Sam I am. So damn grouchy like I live in a trash can.
You know who this be? Flyer than a frisbee. I'm the man behind the entire empire. Walt Disney, my cold is sickly. Believe it or not, no recipes. I am simply an asshole. Oh, so shitty, don't get me straight. Cause I hate to be understood. Fuck around and have your bitches and ornament on my hood. I'm a self-made, arrogant underdog. Apparently, y'all don't know what it's like to stop. So fuck y'all. Apparently, I indulge. Take a pause before you gone and piss me off like a trip to the jar. Don't give a shit if you want. Flow is tenacious to storm. My rights are my wrongs. My clothes are my corns. And so on and so long to the non-believers. I just like to call them the unstable creatures. Get intent to be leeches with intense to sense weakness. But I prevent it by mentioning that the shit don't even come to my sneakers. Younger than beef, bro. Face facts to face humiliation. Yeah, show you haters what you really face. Yeah, if I were you, then I'd just for the hill. If I were you, then I'd beware the skills. Fuck you, nigga.
Make you hustle with it. Bring back that damn again.
like a stolen Chevy with chrome Pirellis. I'm getting high, rolling heavy. Impact airline to my pocket, swole like Nick Foley's belly. Who you know with fried flakes? Keeping the haze and giving niggas sex. Bullets they can keep in their cage when I battle. It's nothing less than fair. Molest them. Lyrically getting their ass like rectum hair. Checking mommy bedroom, I'm having sex in there. So I close, it's my turn. Listen when she not tells you not. My niggas getting cake, you niggas bitch made. Grand Harlem, thank God, just a mixtape. Go, go, now here we go, go. Look, I'm on a roll, bro. Now here we go, go, go. My niggas getting cake, you niggas bitch made. Grand Harlem, thank God, just a mixtape. Go, go, now here we go, go. Look, I'm on a roll, bro. Now here we go,
go, go.
Bust three nuts like clockwork. Laying up getting brain while I'm wearing your pop shirt. A crack chef in the kitchen with steaming pie. They keep rocks on me, color the king of pop. Still dislike the bitch type that scares the bitch fight. But I don't, I let a bullet take a pussy like a French type. He ain't got my money, pop willy like a trick fight. Think they a second coming cause my outfit switch twice. When the last time you heard a nigga sound this night? So mean, this sick television house shit. I run bass while you to the left of the field. My wrist lit. And I ain't gotta pay electrical bills now, bitch. I got a lot to lose, so when it's beef, I turn Mr. Miyagi on them and show them what the cops will do. I box them on to give a motherfucker the stuff, y'all. Miami drinking, spin off, leaning on cuff cops. The phantom of the ghetto with a do rag on top of the tray. Say, Sarah, give a fuck about apparel, but the narrow had you sucking on that barrel. Tear a couple slugs to your esophagus. Now let's get it popping, bitch. My niggas getting cake. You niggas bitch made. Grand Harlem Fan God, just a mixtape. Go, go, now here we go, go. Look, I'm on a roll, bro. Now here we go, go, go. My niggas getting cake. You niggas bitch made. Grand Harlem Fan God, just a mixtape. Go, go, now here we go, go. Look, I'm on a roll, bro. Now here we go,
go, go.
It makes it easier to bear.
Yo, when the fuck did white girls start rapping? Bitch, you ain't me. Yo, if you can't do this shit right, don't do it at all. Cause I done broke the motherfucking mold. Yo, y'all know what the fuck it is. Perfect, baby.
Weep. Don't
play your part, your position, mind a battleship. Bitches tippy toeing on the track, but I'ma battle it. I rattle it, I get a standing ovation. I done came to save the whole game, I'm amazing. A creation, a base in high hats. A product of the streets, red tops and black hats. I'm the synonym of great, an extraordinary rapper. White lies spin beneath, I'm on a blacklist. Mental formality, the dream is one of Adam Eve. I spit the kill, cause I'm the Mickey and the Mallory. The fallacies be eating at my brain cells munching. All the white bitches in the club, fist pumping. Swear to tell the truth, even if it kill me. Charges to the game until that motherfucker feel me. Black card Nova, female Hova. Metals don't die, we retire out. Loka got the game lock, swallowed all keys. Other shit I spit, open up the doors, just see. Any bitch feel some type of way could come see me. That'll never happen, y'all still wondering, Stevie. I'm the only white bitch spitting that shit. Now that Gucci, Prada, Fendi, Apple Bottom bullshit. I am the next coming of the greatness. I ain't even know I could spit part of the lateness. Fuck Creech, Storm, rather fuck be nasty. None of them hoes got the gum sticking at me. I'm the white girl mob, walk around and get rocked. I'm a ruby, I still roof in the homies are butt socks. I'm A-Town stomping, red rag Marvin. Bitch, you ain't welcome in New York or Compton. I ain't that red bitch worth a mention. I murder white bitches, I'm O.J. Simpson. Otis out the grave, we on the dock of the bay. And I got Franks and I just singing, we gon' do it my way. Say goodnight to the bag, got hello to the clip. And I got everybody screaming, person so that bitch. I is above all the bullshit. The only white bitch out here really doing it. I ruined it. You ain't fucking with my greatness. I spit heavy metal, you ain't fucking with the stainless. Blame it on be nasty for trying to get at me. I'll leave you in the wheelchair like Drake on the grassy. I'm nasty like ill, no she getting. Cause I'm the definition of a white girl spitting.
Yes, we're back live pregame radio. That was Persia with Otis. I don't care if she came hard at Creshaw for that one. And I think my best part of she said she'll leave you in a wheelchair like Drake on Degrassi. Like I heard that, I just fell out. But it is that time where you know we start cleaning up the studio, turning off the lights. We get ready to get out of here. So tune in to us next week. We'll definitely have more guests, more music, hopefully more Tasha B. Of course, follow us on Twitter. I'm Brooklyn Black. She's the real Tasha B. Just Tasha and the letter B. You know, we cleared that mishap up last week. There are two, there are two Tasha B's on Twitter, but she is the real Tasha B. So definitely follow her. Follow us, pregame_radio. Hit us on Facebook. All you artists, hit us up, pregameradio@gmail.com. Let's see, what else is there? Of course, we're all over the place, and Lucky Me's up next on Monday night. We're real talking Lucky Me at 8 o'clock. So definitely everyone tune into that. I think before we get out of here, Tasha, is there anything else you want to get out?
One other pet peeve I have on Facebook. Stop posting stuff that, you know, makes you proud of being incarcerated and things like that. I just went to a friend's page and he has a photo album that's entitled True Soldiers. I'm unfriending him after this, by the way. And it's basically pictures of guys that I went to high school with that were incarcerated. Most of them are mugshots. That's not cute, boo-boo. So my lesson for tonight is incarceration is not attractive, so stop doing it.
And with that being said, we're going to let you guys go with 6 foot, 7 foot, from Bugatti Surf, Brooklyn Stand Up. We're up out of here. I'll be back Friday, but definitely tune in Monday night. We'll talk to Lucky Me. I may be in the building, and who knows whatever craziness will go down. All right, you guys be safe. Fellas, don't be fools. Wrap your tools. Ladies, don't fall for the scam. Protect the clam. Don't drink and drive. Designate a driver. Call a cab. Get a cab service logged in your phone, all right? We want you here to pregame next week, and we're out of here. Be safe.
I'm the question answer, I'm the worst in cancer, I'm the first to blame, yeah, I'm ill, I can bring you niggas that's no will, so chill, in the cage that I rap, cost at least 4 bills, that's real, so you know I got bills in the field, at that fast 20 so, give your bitch a funny roll, fucking let that drum me up, we gon' make a loud noise, mommy, you ain't tryna walk, hop up in this Rolls Royce. Why your black is so broke? When your whole life is a joke, I be blowing sour smoke. Got your girl drinking cheese, got the sign down my pole. Riding on the road and go with a heavy ass float. I'm a pure asshole, on my fast cash flow. So I only stack mo. Then you ever see before? Who the fuck is Philly flow? Man, that boy really dope. Give me cap and go. And my outfit right or low. Holy ladies gotta know if they fucking gotta go. Ready.
Initiating shutdown sequence.